Umberto, what's happening, man?
Hi, team. How you doing? I mean, Sander, how you doing, buddy?
Doing good, doing good.
Good. Dennis, I've been talking to a lot of people, and I know where the problem is with the truck. The truck was from a fleet, you know, fleet truck, and
okay.
Now it's from a private party. You know, this private party, he bought the truck long time ago, and now it's from a private party. And the other problem is that I did the loan as a business. Question, can we do it as a personal loan?
No, unfortunately, we don't offer any actual personal loans here at Bank of Cardiff. They always have to be tied to the business in some way.
Oh, okay.
But if he knows, you know, someone that sells trucks, anybody really, that would just be willing to work through as a vendor for him, and maybe, you know, the sales rep wouldn't have to do any work through the vendor. Everything's done, you know. We just need to go through them, basically, to have them provide the invoice. And we would wire the money to the vendor, and then the vendor can give the money to the private party.
Okay. Okay.
But, yeah, that's what I'm up against, unfortunately.
Oh, okay. Okay. But I've been approved.
That's just it. I don't know that either. I asked him, you know, can you at least let me know if we do go through that he's approved or not? And they just said, you know, they're underwriters. They don't give me a straight answer. I don't know if it depends on, I guess it depends on if they approve the vendor too. So it's always a pain in the butt, but.
Uh-huh.
But it sounds like, to me, it seems like they would approve it. Based off of just the fact that they're just saying that it's not through a vendor.
Okay, I thought it was based on my credit.
All right, it's based on business credit, personal credit, time in business, how many vehicles you have in your fleet, just all sorts of, they look at all sorts of things, really.
Okay. I only had one, you know that.
Yeah, that's what I told them too. If you had three, it would be no problem. But,
Okay. Yeah,
for anything over the road, they like to see at least you have three power units. So I'm asking for an exception in this case, but
okay.
But yeah, that's what I'm up against, unfortunately. I think it will be approved, though, if we can go through a vendor. I believe it will.
Oh, okay.
I just don't know, unfortunately.
So just anybody who have a...
anybody that has a dealer's license, really.
A dealer license. Okay. Okay, let me talk to this guy and see what if he can find somebody.
Yeah, maybe if you know someone, it might be a really easy fix. Because I think that's a really good price for that truck, too.
Yeah, it is. It is a very good price. You know, those trucks, you won't find it less than $40,000.
Right, exactly, yeah. So I think you've got a lot of equity in it already, really.
Yeah, yeah. And that's why I choose that one. You know, that's why I choose that. Yeah, but
exactly.
Let me talk to him, see what he can do. You know, but it had to be a car dealership.
Just like a truck dealer, somebody that sells that type of equipment.
That type of equipment. Okay. Because he listed in with a company, but the company is not a vendor. I talked to them, you know, and asked them. He said, "No, we only do advertisement, but no, we're not a vendor."
Oh, really? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I would ask him if he or anyone he knows has a vendor's license, really. That'd be the best way to look at it.
Okay. That will simplify things a lot.
Exactly, yeah. It looks like it's safer for you and for us, really, because the vendor's basically signing off. They have a dealer's license, and that means they have to be insured and stuff like that. So if anything were to happen, you know, that's that it was a lemon product or something like that, you drive the truck for 100 miles and it blows up or whatever, they're just making sure that you're protected, really.
Okay. So this person, as a vendor, he had to make money in order to...
Yeah, I mean, they'll probably... I would just tell them that they really don't have to do anything. Everything's already in place. If they want to charge, like, $500 or whatever to use them as the vendor, you know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
Then we can add that into the loan amount or whatever.
Okay.
But that's one way of looking at it, I guess.
Okay, okay. Sounds good, Dennis. Dennis, if I give him your phone number, will you talk to him?
Yeah, sure. No problem.
Okay.
Absolutely.
All right, Dennis. I appreciate you, buddy.
You too, buddy. Talk to you soon.
Okay. Okay. Talk to you soon. Yes, sir. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye.